The cause of Native Americans is close to the heart of Willie Nelson, who is part Cherokee and has many fans among Indians around the nation. At the first Hope and Harmony for Humanity benefit held near Houston, members of various tribes came together in celebration. Some also came to sell crafts. Many Indians also came to reestablish contact with the heritage that they sometimes leave behind as they assimilate into the mainstream. Vendor Roger Sanchez, who lives in a small town north of here, says he was an adult before he looked into his ancestry and discovered that his grandparents were from an Indian tribe. He says that discovery changed his life.
I know who I am now. I know where I belong. I know my path now. Before I was lost. I didn't feel I belonged anywhere.
The head of the Native American Chamber of Commerce, Carol Cochia, says she and many other people of mixed blood sometimes have to overcome the stereotypes others have of what an Indian should look like.
Not many times others surprised when they'll see someone like me saying, you know, I'm Blackfoot, but I had a Polish father. And so, you know, I have both bloods. But Native Americans, many, many of them, I mean most of them probably, have become assimilated into, you know, and so they could be the guy next door who, you know, has blonde hair and blue eyes, but is very much an Indian because he has it in his heritage.
Cochia says the Native American Chamber has provided a way for business owners of Native American descent to seek contract work from corporations anxious to support minority businesses.
There's not a whole lot of representation in the Native American communities, with Native American construction companies and Native American media companies and pipeline companies. And so when there is, they like to take advantage of it because of the fact that they're trying very hard to, you know, give everyone an equal opportunity to do business.
Many businesses are also starting up on reservations, which have been made less remote by computer technology. Ramona LaValle from the Turtle Mountain Reservation in North Dakota helps run a successful enterprise there.
The building I work in right now, we have call center work, we have data entry work, we have conversion work, we do medical coding and billing and transcription, and that's all happened in the last 20 years.
Most of the money earned from the benefit will go to improve housing on reservations and for scholarships for promising young Indian scholars. The Native American Chamber of Commerce hopes to make this an annual event. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.